This is Kenneth Zamarone at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility in Carlisle, Indiana. The title is Cruel Punishment. For the last 7 years, I've been dealing with a rare skin disorder called dissecting cellulitis of the scalp. I had to sue a medical provider named Corizon, and then it's Wexford, and now I'm going to have to sue a medical provider named Centurium for what I would assume to be rational care. After I went to a dermatologist after fighting for 7 years with the medical providers in Indiana, that's when I was diagnosed. Well, I'm going through the same struggle because they won't give me an injection that my dermatologist says that I need, which is Humira. And they're continuously delaying the injections, which results in my head getting inflamed and draining clear yellow fluid. And it seems as if the guards and even the inmates are the only ones that care about what I'm going through. And the doctors and nurses just disregard anything that I say. And they emphatically stated this past week that I would get my injection September 9th. It's September 13th, and I still haven't received my injections. And I keep writing healthcare request forms, but they're all getting disregarded. And a lot of inmates here under Centurium's care are getting their healthcare request forms thrown away. And in my opinion, that's where things can get dangerous and someone can actually die or go through needless suffering. And I fully respect that a lot of individuals out there believe that prisoners are in here to be punished, but I think that we're still human beings and we're deserving to be treated as such with rational medical care, because we can't go to a local CVS or Walgreens to get pain medication. And I just hope soon stuff starts changing. But in the meantime, I guess I'm just going to keep studying, doing grievances, and file lawsuits and help other individuals in here that are having the same plight with the medical providers. I hope to keep you guys in tune with what's going on, and thank anybody out there for listening. Signing off.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.